man says air support is holding till they can assess our status.
Our status is we need some Gorham air support. Now get back online. Tell them to get in
here. That skiff is shredding us, sir.
They won't move without a lieutenant's authorization coach, sir.
Here. Here's your coach. You're Lieutenant Baker. Congratulations on your promotion. Now get me some air support!
Go back just far enough to wedge him in here. Get your squad to high ground. Start picking him off.
High ground is death with that skiff in the air.
That's our problem. Thanks for volunteering.
Bendis, give us some cover fire. We're going duck hunt. Just focus!
The lion said they were going to waltz through Serenity Valley, and we choked them with those words. We've done the impossible, and that makes us mighty. Just a little while longer, our angels are going to soar overhead, rain and fire on those arrogant cons. So you hold.
You hold! Go!
Really think we can bring her down, sir?
You even need to ask? Ready?
Always. Bendis! Bendis!
Fire.
Did you see that?
Great. What's our status on?
Zoe. Hey. Listen to me.
Bendis, look at me.
Listen. We're holding this valley no matter what.
We're gonna die.
We're not gonna die. We can't die, Bendis. And you know why? Because we are so very pretty. We are just too pretty for God to let us die.
Huh? Look at that chiseled jaw. Huh? Come on.
Come on, listen to me. Listen to that. Those are angels. Blow the alliance to the hot place.
Joey, tell the 82nd.
They're not coming. Command says it's too hot. They're pulling out. We're to lay down arms.
But what?
Sealed. Okay, I'm gonna boil it.
Jane,
give me the sticky.
Okay, we get the goods, we're off this rack and back on the ship. No worries.
Everything looks good from here.
Yes. Yes. This is a fertile land, and we will thrive. We will rule over all this land, and we will call it... this land.
I think we should call it your grave.
Ah, curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Ah, ah, ah. Mine is an evil laugh. Now die!
Ah, oh, no God! Ah, oh, dear God in heaven!
Oh, mother, the son of a bitch.
Full pressure. The good must be intact.
Okay. Looking good.
Captain, we got incoming Alliance cruiser bearing right down on us.
To mother. Have they spotted us?
I can't tell it.
Have they hailed us?
If they're here for the salvage, we're humped.
If they find us at all, we're humped. Thieving ain't exactly.
I don't like
Excuse
this.
Me. Wash. Shut it down. Now, everything but the air.
Kaylee.
Kaylee. Go to blackout. We're being buzzed.
Sure. Go on down.
Okay, now I can't get down.
So what am I looking at?
It's a carrier, blew out a few months back. Lost all hands, but it was only run by a skeleton crew anyway.
Damn shame. No point in checking for survivors?
Wash, slowing down?
That's a nag. Doesn't look like they're interested in us. We should be eating wake in a minute or two.
Sir, there is a reading on that thing. Some residual heat.
Do a sweep.
Yahuale! Captain, we're humped.
Prep the ship now. Remove these in double time.
Kaylee, fire it up!
It's a transport ship. Firefly class.
They still make those?
Illegal salvage. Low-life vultures picking the flesh off the dead.
Should we deploy gunships and bring her in?
Do it.
Cry, baby, cry.
Make your mother sigh. Engaging the cry, baby.
Captain, I am picking up a distress signal 13 clicks ahead from a... Sounds like a personnel carrier. Definitely a big ship, sir. And she's without power.
Wash, we're on. Go!
Hang on, travelers.
Let's moon them.
They're rabbiting, sir. Should we continue deployment?
Yeah, gunships would never get back to us in time. All right, let's go help these people. But put out a bulletin on the Cortex and flag Interpol. A Firefly with possible stolen goods on board. Maybe somebody will step on those roaches.
They look shiny, Captain. They are not complete. Not coming about.
Close one.
Anyone you walk away from, right? As long as we got goods, I call this a win.
Right. We win.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. No place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.
Well, there we are.
You're awfully pretty.
I'd say worth a little risk.
Yeah, that was a pretty risky sit you did there.
That's right, of course, because they wouldn't arrest me if we got boarded. I'm just the pilot. I can always say that I was flying the ship by accident. You know, they're pretty under...
Please wait.
Problem, sir?
Couldn't say. But we'd best be getting rid of these before we run into another Alliance patrol. What the hell are we doing off this far, anyhow?
Shine in the light of civilization.
How long till we reach Persephone?
Well, we're up.
3-4 hours? Can we see that?
We're down to the wire on fuel cells. We run hot. We might not even make it.
Okay, play it as close as you can. This catch is burning a hole in my hull.
Think that cruiser might have ID'd us?
Let's hope not. Contact Badger, tell him the job's done. Don't go to mentioning the cruiser, though. Keep it simple.
Sir, we're sure there's nothing wrong with
it. It's fine. Just want to get paid.
All right, let's get these crates stowed. I don't want any tourists stumbling over.
We're taking on passengers to Persephone?
Yeah, that's the notion. Use a little respectability on the way to Boros. Not to mention the money.
Pain in the ass.
No, it's shiny. I like to meet new people. They've all got stories.
Captain, can you stop from being cheerful, please?
I don't believe there's power in the verse. Stop from being cheerful. Sometimes you just want to duct tape your mouth and dump her in the hold for a month.
I love my captain. I know something ain't right.
Sweetie, we're crooks. If everything were right, we'd be in jail.
It's just that the captain's so tense.
The man needs a break. In fact, we could all use a couple days' leave.
We still gotta drop the goods.
And when we do, we'll fly off to Boros, rich and prosperous. Well, less poor, but with enough to find some sweet little getaway.
Oh, wouldn't mind a real bath.
A meal that included some form of food. Just a couple of days lying around, you with the bathing, me with the watching you bathe.
Well, the captain says it's all right.
What if we just told Mal we need a couple of days instead of asking him?
He's the captain, Wash.
Right. I'm just the husband.
Look, I'll ask him.
Don't forget to call him sir.
He likes that.
Who likes what?
It's nothing, sir.
Has the ambassador checked in yet?
Nah, I think she had a pretty full docket.
Well, have you talked to Badger? Let her know we may be leaving Persephone in a hurry.
Inara has our timetable. She should be checking in.
I can tell her to cut it short. Meet us at the docks.
No, no. Don't want to get in the way if we don't have to. Somebody on this boat has to make an honest living.
Xenon isn't that different from this planet. More crowded, obviously, and I guess more complicated. The great city itself is... Pictures can't capture it. It's like an ocean of light.
Is that where you studied? To be a companion?
I was born there.
I can't imagine ever leaving.
Well, I wanted to see the universe.
Do you... really have to leave? I mean, my father is very influential. I could arrange for you to be. Experience has been more than, it was very good. Thank you.
The time went too quickly.
Well, your clock's probably rigged to speed up and cheat us out of our fun.
Serenity, this is Shuttle 1. What's your ETA?
Inara, hey. We're touching down at the Evesdown docks in about 10 minutes.
I'll join you there. Thanks.
Looking forward to it. We missed you out here.
Yeah, me too.
Shouldn't take too long. This done for departure in about 3 hours. Grab any supplies we're low on, fuel her up.
I'd sure love to find a brand new compression coil for this.
Yes,
steamer.
I'd like to be the king of all and didn't even wear a shiny hat. Just get us some passengers. Then let's compare. All right?
Compression coil bus, we're drifting.
That's not bus then.
Zoe, you time out Yamin. GE.
We will.
You on a trip, Grandpa? You need safe passage? We're cheap. We're cheap, we're clean, Brutus. Best ship in the verse. What's your desk, Grandpa? We're hitting the outer rings.
I never married.
What?
I'm not a grandpa.
See it safe. Yes. You're late.
You're lying.
What did you just say to me?
You're well aware we landed 2 hours before we planned to, with all the goods you sent us after intact, ready to roll. It's your decision to get tetchy, say we're late. It means you're looking to put us on the defensive right up front, which means something's gone wrong. It didn't go wrong on our end, so why don't we start again with you telling us what's up?
You're later than I'd like.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
You got in here sooner. You might have beaten the bulletin that came up saying rogue vessel classification Firefly was spotted pulling illegal salvage on a derelict transport.
Didn't ID us. Doesn't look to you.
No, it doesn't. But a government stamp on every molecule of the cargo just may be mine. You noticed that? You were going to hand over imprinted goods and just let me twist. Is that the case?
We didn't pick the cargo.
And I didn't flash my ass at the Goram law. It's no deal.
That ain't fair.
Crime and politics, little girl. Situation is always fluid.
Only fluid I see here is the puddle of piss refusing to pay us our wage.
Doesn't have to go this way. You know you can still unload those goods, so I can't help thinking there's something else at work here.
What were you in the war? A big war you failed to win. You were sergeant, yeah? Sergeant Malcolm Reynolds, Balls and Bayonets Brigade. Big, tough veteran. Now you got yourself a ship and you're a captain. Only I think you're still a sergeant, see? Still a soldier. Man of honor in a den of thieves. Well, this is my Goram den. And I don't like the way you look down on me. I'm above you. Better than. Businessman, see? Roots in the community.
You're just a scavenger.
Maybe I'm not a fancy gentleman like you with your very fine hat. But I do business. We're here for business.
Try one of the border planets. They're a lot more desperate there. Of course, they might kill you. But you stay here, and I just know the Alliance will track you down. I have that feeling.
We'll never stop turning, Badger.
That only matters to the people on the rim.
You're gonna come with us.
Excuse me?
You like ships. You don't seem to be looking at the destinations. What you care about is the ships, and mine's the nicest.
She don't look like much.
Oh, she'll fool ya. You ever sailed in a Firefly?
Long before you were crawling. Not in R3, though. Didn't have the extenders. Tended to shake.
So, how come you don't care where you're going?
Because how you get there is the worthier part.
Are you a missionary?
I guess. I'm a shepherd from the Southdown Abbey. Book. I'm called Book. Been out of the world for a spell. Like to walk it a while. Maybe bring the word to them as needed told.
Well, I'm Kaylee. And this here's Serenity. And she's the smoothest ride from here to Boros for anyone can pay. Can you pay or...
Well, I got a little cash and,
Ooh, Grandpa.
I never married.
I don't understand why we didn't leave that some bitch in a pool of his own blood.
We'd be dead. Can't get paid if you're dead.
Can't get paid if you crawl away like a bitty little pug, neither. Got a share of this job. 10% of nothingness. Let me do the math here. Nothing, and then nothing.
So we're trying to buy our own Boros. There's gotta be...
Boros is too big. It's crawling with the lions. It could just be waiting for us.
You really think Badger will sell us out to the feds?
He hasn't already.
Alliance catches us with government goods. We'll lose the ship.
That's never gonna happen.
Sir, we could just dump the cargo.
No rotten way. We ain't had a job in weeks. I didn't sign on with this crew taking the sights. We need coin.
Jane, your mouth is talking. You might want to look to that.
I'm ready to stop talking.
You're right, though. Last 2 jobs we had for week T. We got nothing saved. Taking on passengers won't help near enough. We don't get paid for this cargo. We don't have enough money to fuel the ship. Let alone keep her in repair. Should be dead in the water.
So do you like Badger said? The border planets?
I'm thinking Whitefall. Maybe talk to Patience.
Sir, we don't want to deal with Patience again.
Why not?
She shot you.
Well, yeah, she did a bit, still.
So we find somebody else. Horowitz.
He can't afford it.
Holden boys.
He wouldn't touch it. You want me to go through the list? Capshaw's a brain blown. Gruvik's dead.
He's dead?
Tom got hit by Reavers. Burned it right down.
I ain't going anywhere near Reaver territory. Them people ain't
here. Whitefall is the safest and the closest. It's been a long time since Patience shot me, and that was due to a perfectly legitimate conflict of interest. I got no grudge. She owns half that damn moon now. She can afford what we got, and she might just need it.
I still don't think the old lady's the way.
Not saying it won't be tricky. We got no kind of choice.
Dobson.
Thanks. We gotta keep our heads down, do the job. Pray there ain't no more surprises. Please be careful with that.
Now, this is Simon. Simon, this is our captain.
Captain Reynolds.
Welcome aboard. So we got?
Now we have a boat full of citizens right on top of our stolen cargo. That's a fun fix.
Ain't no way in the verse they could find that compartment, either. Even if they were looking for it.
Why not?
Gus?
Oh, yeah. This is gonna go great.
If anyone gets nosy, you know, just shoot him.
Shoot him?
Politely.
Lenara, just in time.
Let me guess, we're in a hurry.
Looks like.
Starboard hatch green for docking.
Locked in 5, 4.
The ambassador has returned.
We got a full house, Captain.
Kaylee, I'm locking it up.
All aboard.
Meals are taken up here in the dining area. Kitchen's pretty much self-explanatory. Welcome to eat what there is anytime. What there is pretty standard fare, I guess. Protein and all the colors of the rainbow. We do have sit-down meals, next one being at about 1800.
I think Shepherd Book has offered to help me prepare something.
You're a shepherd?
Thought the outfit gave it away. Is it a problem?
Of course not. It's not a problem, because it's not.
No. As I said, you're welcome to visit the dining area anytime. Apart from that, I have to ask you to stay in the passenger dorm while we're in the air. The bridge, engine room, cargo bay, they're all off limits without an escort.
Some of my personal effects are in the cargo bay.
I figure you all got luggage you're going to need to get into. As soon as we're done here, we'll be happy to fetch them with you. Now, I have to tell you all one other thing, and I apologize in advance for the inconvenience. Unfortunately, we've been ordered by the Alliance to drop some medical supplies off on Whitefall. It's a fourth moon in Athens. It's a little out of our way, but we should have you on Boros no more than a day off schedule.
What medical supplies?
I honestly didn't ask.
Probably plasma, insulin, whatever they ain't got enough of on the border moons.
Alliance says jump.
All right.
So, you want to take me to the cargo bay?
Yes, sir.
Anything else you need, just ask. We look, sir. You send word to Patience?
Ain't hurt back yet. Didn't she shoot you one time?
Everybody's making a fuss.
Oops. Sorry.
The ambassador graces us with her presence.
Hello, Mal. I see we have some new faces. Hey, you. Hey, you.
Ambassador, this is Shepherd Book.
I'd have to say this is the first time we've had a preacher on board.
Well, I wasn't expecting to see a state official either. Ambassador? I'm missing something funny.
Not so funny.
Ambassador is Mal's way of...
She's a whore, Shepherd.
The term is companion.
I always get those mixed up. How's business?
None of yours.
She is pretty much our ambassador. There's plenty of planets where we can let you dock without a decent companion on board. This isn't a problem for you, is it, Chip?
Well, I certainly...
All right. I mostly keep to myself. When I'm not whoring.
Don't you want to meet the rest of the bunch?
Why don't you make sure they want to meet me first?
So how many fell madly in love with you and wanted to take you away from all this?
Just the one. I think I'm slipping.
starved.
This is incredible.
It is great.
Mm. Not much.
We had food
at
this
garden at the Abbey. Ever. Thought I should bring what I could.
It's very kind of you to share with all of us.
Well, it won't last.
Bring this as a wash.
They're not the same when they're from.
Yes,
yes, tomatoes.
The important thing is the spices. A man can live on packaged food from here till Judgment Day if he's got enough rosemary. Captain, you mind if I say grace?
Only if you say it out loud.
So does it happen a lot? Government commandeering your ship, telling you where to go?
That's what governments are for, getting a man's way.
Well, it's good if the supplies are needed.
We're just happy to be doing good works.
I hear a lot of the border moons are in bad shape. Plagues and famine.
Well, some of that's exaggerated and some of it ain't. All those moons, just like the central planets, they're as close to Earth that was as we can make them. Gravity, atmosphere, and such, but...
Once they're terraformed, they'll dump settlers on there with nothing but blankets, hatchets, maybe a herd. Some of them making. Some of them.
And I guess it's good we're helping.
You're a doctor, right?
Yes, I was a trauma surgeon on Osiris in Capital City.
Long way from here.
You seem so young to be a doctor.
Yeah. You're pretty young to be a ship's mechanic.
No how. Machines just got workings and they talked to me.
That's a rare gift.
Well, not like being a doctor. Helping fix people, that's important.
Little Kaylee here just wishes you was a gynecologist.
Jane. You'll keep a civil tongue in that mouth or I'll sew it shut. Is there an understanding between us?
You don't pay me to talk pretty. Just because Kaylee gets lubed up over some big city dandy.
Walk away from the stable. Right now.
What do you pay him for?
What?
I was just wondering what his job is. On the ship.
Public relations.
If I'm intruding...
Not at all. I expected you.
Couldn't really say the same.
So, would you like to lecture me on the wickedness of my ways?
I brought you some supper, but if you'd prefer a lecture, I've a few very catchy ones prepped. Sin and hellfire. One has lepers.
I think I'll pass. But thank you for this.
The captain said you might like it. I was surprised at his concern.
For a lowly whore?
It was unjust of him to say that.
Believe me, I've called him worse. Anyway, I suspect he has more interest in making you uncomfortable than me.
He's not wildly interested in ingratiating himself with anyone. Yet he seems very protective of his crew. It's odd.
Why are you so fascinated by him?
Because he's something of a mystery. Why are you?
Because so few men are.
signal. Somebody went on the Cortex, hailed the nearest Alliance cruiser.
Tell me you scrambled it.
All the hell. I don't know how much got through. Lance got a pin in us for sure. You got a mole on board.
Forget your toothpaste?
Are you out of your mind?
Just about. What'd you tell them?
Tell who?
Got exactly no time for games. What do they know?
You're a lunatic.
You're a Goram Fed.
Hate to say it, Captain, but you've got the wrong man.
Son of a bitch.
Drop that firearm, Captain Reynolds.
This is not my best day ever.
Simon Tam, you are bound by law to stand down.
What? The doctor? Oh.
Hey,
is there a reward?
Get on the ground.
Get on the ground!
Alden, you are making a mistake.
You best get on the ground, son. The man seems mighty twitchy.
I think everybody could stand to calm down a bit.
This isn't your business, Shepard.
The boy's not going anywhere, lawman. As I understand it, it's pretty cold outside.
Not to worry. You put Lord Fauntleroy in one of the passenger cells. He won't make a peep.
Get the hell away from that weapon! Do you think I'm a complete back berth?
You're carrying a fugitive across interplanetary borders.
And you think I actually believe you're bringing medical supplies to Whitefall?
As far as I care, everyone on the ship is culpable.
Well, now. That has an effect on the landscape.
Please. We're very close to true stupidity.
I got a cruiser en route for intercept, so talk all you want. You got about 20 minutes.
Might have less than that.
Yeah. Threaten me.
For God's sake.
You think I wouldn't shoot a Shepard? Back off!
Just take the key!
Get your hands off!
Get in the hell now!
Stop it! Stop it!
What? Kaylee!
How do you feel?
This
dinner. Out of the way.
You're not killing this man.
Not right away.
He's no threat.
What?
Oh, well. That ain't hardly a mosquito bite.
Move. Not gonna happen.
I ain't joking with you, Preacher.
Jane!
Just tie him up.
Can you move your feet? Now, Kaylee, stay with me. Stay with me. Can you move your feet?
Are you asking me to
dance? She's going to shock.
Kaylee, Mimi, you have to focus.
The gun, Shepard. Please.
The infirmary working?
Yeah, we got stuck.
Captain, we've been hailed by a cruiser. Ordered to stay on course and dock for prisoner transfer.
Change course. Run.
Hell with you. You brought this down on us. I'm dumping you with the law.
Mal.
She's dying.
You're not going to let her.
Yes, I am.
No, you can't.
Tell me the feds will let us walk.
Then we dump them in a shuttle and leave them for them.
Everybody's so mad. It's okay, baby.
Do you know what a stomach wound does to a person?
I surely do.
Then you know how crucial the next few minutes are.
You let her die, you'll never make it to the feds.
She'll still be dead.
You rich kids. You think your lives are the only thing that matters. What you do? Kill your folks with a family fortune?
I don't kill people.
Then do your job.
Turn the ship around.
Enough. Now, do it.
Don't you ever tell me what to do on life. Zoe, change course.
Help me get her up.
Wash, change course and go for hard burns. We're running.
You have an extractor?
Got a laser saw?
No, that's not good enough. My room, red bag.
This is over. You and me are going to have a personal chat.
Won't that be fun? Dope her. Can't do any more till she stabilizes.
Will she?
I can't say yet.
I want to know what's going on here.
Well, then why don't we find out?
Woody?
No! No! Stay away from that!
Where's the Fed?
Secured. Shepard's with him. Seems to think he's not safe along with me.
Don't.
Well, let's see what a man like you would kill for.
No, don't! I need to check her vitals.
Oh, is that what they call it?
She's not supposed to wake up for another week. The shock...
The shock of what? Waking up? Finding out she'd been sold to some border world baron? Or, I'm sorry, was this one for you? Is it true, love? Because you do seem a little...
I'm here.
Simon. Simon, they talk to me. They want me to come up and talk to me.
They're gone. They're gone. They're gone. They're gone. We're safe now. We're safe. We're safe. I'm here.
What the hell is this?
This is my sister. I am very smart. I went to the best Medi-Cat in Osiris, top 3% of my class. Finished my internship in 8 months. Gifted is the term. So when I tell you that my little sister makes me look like an idiot child, I want you to understand my full meaning. River was more than gifted. She was a gift. Everything she did, you know, music, math, theoretical physics, even dance. There was nothing that didn't come as naturally to her as breathing does to us. And she could be a real brat about it, too. I mean, she used to... There was a school, a government-sponsored academy. We had never even heard of it, but it had the most exciting program, the most challenging. You know, we could have sent her anywhere. We had the money, but she wanted to go. She wanted to learn. She was 14. I got a few letters at first, and then I didn't hear for months. Finally, I got a letter that made no sense. She talked about things that never happened, jokes that we never... It was a code. It just said,
They're hurting us. Get me out.
How'd you do it?
Money. And luck. For 2 years, I couldn't get near her. Then I was contacted by some men, some underground movement. They said that she was in danger, that the government was playing with her brain. If I funded them, they could sneak her out in cryo, get her to Persephone, and from there I could take her wherever.
Will she be all right?
I don't know if she'll be all right. I don't know what they did to her or why. I just have to keep her safe.
That's quite a story, son.
Yeah, it's a tale of woe. Very stirring, but in the meantime, you've heaped a world of trouble on me and mine.
I never thought...
No, I don't imagine you thought. In consequence of which, we got a kidnapped federal officer on board. We got the Alliance hard on our trail. And Kaylee...
How much does the Alliance know?
I can't say. I killed the message pretty quick, so they may just have had a position.
Or they might have personal profiles on each and every one of us. Till that Fed wakes up, we won't know.
So what do we do?
The job. We finished the job. I got word from Patience. She's waiting for us. We circle around to Whitefall, make the deal, get out. Keep flying.
What about us?
Kaylee comes through, you and your sister get off at Whitefall.
If she doesn't come through?
Well, then you're getting off a mite sooner.
That'd be murder.
Boy made a decision.
He didn't shoot her.
No, but somebody else on this boat did, and I'm scratching my head as to why we ain't dealt with him.
Kill a Fed? Can you think of a stupider thing to do?
Think an idea,
you
want to
throw me out the airlock? Fine, but River is not a part
of
this.
Can we maybe vote on the whole murdering people issue?
We don't vote on my ship, because my ship is not the running town
hall.
This
is insanity.
I happen to think we're a ways beyond that now, sir.
Come on, we're going to talk this through, yeah?
Sit by while they're killing
you. Main Street.
I don't know.
Don't be afraid. The way it is the way it is. We've got to deal with what's in front of us.
Now, you know, those two wouldn't survive a day in Whitefall anyway. You throw them out, I'm leaving too.
Might be best you do. You ain't a part of this business.
What business is that exactly? I'm a dead man, I can't know. Is it gold? Drugs? Pirate treasure? What is it that makes you so afraid of the Alliance?
You don't want to go down this road with me, boy.
Are you not afraid of them? I already know you'd sell me out to them for a pat on the head. Hell, you should probably be working for them. You certainly fit the profile.
Saw that coming.
I'm in a tricky position. I guess you know. Got me a boatload of terribly strange folk, making my life a little more interesting than I generally like. Chief among them, an Alliance mole, likes to shoot at girls when he's nervous.
Now, I gotta know how close the Alliance is, exactly how much you told them before Wash scrambled your call.
So, I've given Jane here the job of finding out.
He was not specific as to how.
Now you only gotta scare him.
Pain is scary.
Just do it right.
You have any idea how much trouble you're in?
Gee, I've never been in trouble with the law before.
Now, not like this, you haven't. You think this is just a smuggling rap? The package that boy is carrying...
It's a girl. She's cute, too. So I don't think she's all there, you know. Of course, not all of her has to be.
That girl is a precious commodity. They'll come after her. Long after you bury me, they'll be coming.
Oh, I'm not gonna kill you, Dobson.
What's your first name?
Lawrence.
Lawrence? No. Just gonna cut on you till you tell me how much they know.
They know everything. They know every name, every record. They know how many nose hairs you've got.
Ah, oh, see, I don't know a damn thing. It's all over your face. I ain't even... It's gonna get me an ear, too. Aren't you an officer of the law? Well, don't they teach you how to withstand interrogation? Can't even tell a damn lie.
Okay, I can see you're not an idiot.
Wish I could say the same, Lawrence, but this is disappointing as hell.
Let me speak a language you will understand. Money. This girl is worth a lot of money. I mean, a lot. You kill me, there's nothing. But if you help me out, you'll have enough to buy your own ship. Better one than this piece of crap.
Does helping you out mean turning on the captain?
Yes, it does.
How the hell did they find us? I thought you said we could get around them.
It's not a lion.
You sure?
That's a smaller vessel.
Commercial?
Yeah. I read it as an older model Trans-U.
I didn't think Trans-U still operated.
They don't.
Give me visual.
They're still too far out.
Give me something.
Picking up a lot of radiation. They're operating without core containment. That's going to do. That's suicide.
Reavers.
Captain, we're passing another ship. Looks to be Reavers. From the size, probably a raiding party.
It could be they're headed somewhere particular.
Could be they already hit someone and they're full up. So everyone stay calm.
When we try to run, they'll have to chase us. It's their way.
We're holding course. We should be passing them in a minute. So we'll see what they do. So you come on up to the bridge.
I don't understand.
You never heard of Reavers?
No, campfire stories, men gone savage on the edge of space, killing...
They're not stories.
What happens if they board us?
If they take the ship, they'll rape us to death, eat our flesh, and sew our skins into their clothing. And if we're very, very lucky, they'll do it in that order.
A magnetic grappler that could hold us with
just
that.
Tell me if they alter course.
They're holding course. I guess they weren't hungry. Didn't expect to see them here.
They're pushing out further every year, too.
Getting awful crowded in my sky.
Hey, Captain.
Hey. Hey, little Kaylee, what's the news?
I'm shining, Captain. Okay. I can't feel much below my belly, though. It's getting cold.
Well, you just gotta rest. Something's gonna break down this boat real soon. Once I get to fix it.
Well, don't you worry, none. Doc fixed me up pretty. He's nice.
Don't go working too hard on that crush. What's up, Mamie? Doc won't be with us for long.
You're nice, too.
No, I'm not. I'm a mean old man.
He wasn't gonna let me die. He's just trying to... It's nobody's fault. Okay, just promise me you can remember that.
I'll keep it in mind.
You are a nice man, Captain. You're always looking after us. You just gotta have faith in people. She's a real beauty, isn't she?
Just a standard companion immunization package. I'm not sure if it'll help in this.
It won't hurt. Supplies down there are pretty rudimentary.
Is there anything else I can do?
I don't think so. But I appreciate it.
Kaylee's very dear to all of us.
I'm sorry. For my part in what happened. I don't know how to...
You're lost in the woods. We all are, even the captain. The only difference is he likes it that way.
No. The only difference is the woods are the only place I can see a clear path. What's your business here?
It's my business, the usual. I gave the boy a free thrust since he's not long for this world. What are you doing in my shuttle?
It's my shuttle. You rent it.
Then when I'm behind on the rent, you can enter unasked.
I thought you were leaving anyhow.
Well, I guess that depends on you.
You ruined her too, you know. This is the thing I see you're uncomprehending on. Everyone on this ship, even... a legitimate businesswoman like her. Their lives can be snatched away because of that Fed. You got a solution for that? You got a way around?
I don't.
Comes time, someone's gonna have to deal with him. That should be you. But I don't think you got the guts. And I know you don't have the time.
What do you mean?
Kaylee's dead. Psychotic.
You are psychotic.
No, he's just seen his face. Oh, I'm a bad man.
And Kaylee's really okay.
Yeah. Tell the truth, that inspector healed this quick. Doctor knows his trade, I'll give him that.
Being hailed.
That'd be patience. We're close enough for bid, put her up.
Malcolm Reynolds?
Well, patience.
I have to say, I didn't look to be hearing from you anytime soon.
Well, we may not have parted on the best of terms. I realize certain words were exchanged. Also, certain bullets. But that's air through the engine. It's past. We're business people. Besides, your days of fighting over salvage rights are long behind you. But I hear, what are you, mayor now?
Just about. You told the truth about that cargo? Because your asking price is a bit too reasonable for that much treasure.
It's imprinted. Alliance. Hence the discount.
Oh, government goods, huh?
That doesn't work for you. No harm. Just thought you could choose.
Alliance don't scare me. Just collating data, as they say. I like that you're upfront about it. We can deal. I'll upload coordinates for a rendezvous point outside of town.
See you in the world. I believe that woman's planning to shoot me again.
She meant to pay you. She'd have haggled you down some. Just a little effort to hide it would have been...
Sir, we don't have to deal with her.
Yes, we do.
Here's a little concept I've been working on. Why don't we shoot her first?
It is her turn.
Well, that doesn't guess what we need either.
There's moons on this belt we ain't seen. We could try our luck with...
Our luck? You notice anything particular about our luck these past few days? Any kind of pattern? You depend on luck, you end up on the drift. No fuel, no prospects. Begging for alliance to make work. Getting towed out to the scrap belt, that ain't us. Not ever. Patience has got the money to pay, and she will, one way or another. There's obstacles in our path, and we're going to deal with them one by one. We'll get through this. We will.
Place for an ambush.
That it is.
I buried him good. Equipment's back on the boat. Testing. Testing, Captain. Can you hear me?
I'm standing right here.
You're coming through good and loud.
Because I'm standing right here.
Yeah, well, but the transmitters...
Patience is going to figure we buried the cargo, which means putting us to our ease before there's any action. She'll come at us from the east, talk location out of us. She'll have a coin to show us first. We get it, give the location. Snipers hit us from there and there.
You figure they're in place yet?
Should be. Feel like taking a walk around the park?
Sure you don't just want to piss yourself and back down like you did with Badger?
Walk soft. I want patients thinking they're still in place. Don't kill anyone if you don't have to. We're here to make a deal.
Don't think it's a good spot, sir. She still has the advantage over us.
Everyone always does. That's what makes us special.
Lawman. Shepherd Book. I believe you're in more danger.
Thank you.
Bill. How you doing, boy?
Walking and talking.
Is that Zoe? You still sailing this old boat?
Awful lot of men to haul three crates.
Yeah, well, I couldn't be sure my Mal here wouldn't be looking for some kind of payback. You understand.
We're just on the job, Patience. Not interested in surprises.
See my cargo anywhere.
And you're not gonna till I'm holding 200 in platinum.
Oh, come on, Reynolds. I'm supposed to take it on faith that you got the goods?
Pure patience. Genuine A-grade foodstuffs. Protein, vitamins, immunization supplements. One of those will feed a family for a month. Longer, if they don't like their kids too well.
Yep. That's the stuff. So where's the rest?
Simon? What's wrong, sweetie?
Look at you, all woke up. Oh, I'm sorry about what happened before, but make so much as a sound. The next one goes through your throat.
And east half a mile, bottom of first hill, you'll see where it's been dug.
I reckon I will.
Well then.
Yep.
I'd appreciate it. Y'all turn around and ride out first.
Well, you see, there's a kind of hitch.
Both made out on this deal. Don't complicate things.
I got a rule. I never let go of money I don't have to. Which is maybe why I'm running this little world and you're still on that dinky old boat looking for scraps.
Got the money back. There's no need for killing.
We're just going to walk away, sir?
Guess that's up to patience here. Could be messy.
Not terribly. Well, you just ain't very bright, are you?
It's quite a rifle. Boy, must be your best shot. Carry that.
It's called Two Fry. Always makes it quick and clean.
Two Fry. Nice hat.
Should think about asking the captain to drop you somewhere else. Mike Paul ain't exactly civilization in the strictest sense.
You don't have to worry about me.
Zoe's out on a deal. I always worry. So, it's not out of my way.
He took her. He took River.
Oh, don't.
Done.
Zoe?
Armor's dented.
Well, you're right about this being a bad idea.
Thanks for saying, sir.
Val, don't you take another step!
Yeah, I did a job. I got nothing but trouble since I did it, not to mention more than a few unkind words as regard to my character, so let me make this abundantly clear. I do the job. And then I get paid. Go run your little world.
Val! Swash! We got ships coming in! They followed us! The Gorham Reavers followed us!
Move.
Reavers! Reavers, incoming and headed straight for us. We are in the air in 1 minute.
I guess I got hungry again.
You can do that. You're gonna kill a lawman in cold blood. I know what you did for your sister. I understand. It doesn't make you a killer. I don't want to hurt anybody. I have a job to do. To uphold the law. That's what we're talking about here.
Where the hell are you guys?
There's nowhere you can take her the law won't find. Nobody is going to hurt her. Unless you hurt me.
No, I said, don't move.
It's your call. I'm not playing anymore. Anybody makes so much...
Seconds from spitting distance.
We'll lose them.
Give me a fit.
Woman one there.
Of course they need to be to fire those grapples.
Come on, Wash, you dumbass. Dodge them.
If everyone could just be quiet a moment. I need Kaylee in the engine room, please.
Can she even
get her in there now? I want you to get in your shuttle. Get the civilians to be ready to go.
I can't just leave you here.
Well, that was the plan.
Now, don't do it.
We get boarded. You take off. Head for town. We might be able to stop them from following you.
They'll kill you.
Nora. Go. How we doing?
I don't mean to alarm anybody, but I think we're being followed.
You three, come with me.
I think I can help Kaylee out.
Should I
take her, keep her safe?
Oh,
this up. They get a bead, they're gonna lock us down.
Kaylee, how we doing?
Gonna need a little push here.
You want me to go for full berth?
Not just yet, but set it up.
You know where the press regulator is? Head of the class. We're ready for full burn on your mark.
Full burn in Atmo? That won't cause a blowback? Burn us out?
Even if it doesn't, they can push just as hard. Keep right on us. Wash, you gotta give me an Ivan.
See what I can do.
Kaylee, how would you feel about pulling a crazy Ivan?
Always wanted to try one. Gene, open the port jet control. Cut the hydraulics.
What the hell is...
Look! Look! Look where I'm pointing. Okay. Now it's real simple.
They're on us.
Kaylee.
Okay.
Everybody hold on to something.
There's something you can't do.
Now!
I hired you for something.
Ain't no way they can come around in time to follow us now.
We're good, people.
We're out of the woods.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah!
We should have just enough left in us to hit a fuel station. We'll need to do some patching up. I hope we got paid today.
We did.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please. I need this man to tear all my clothes off.
Work, work.
Really have the young doctor look at this.
It's not so bad.
Well, I'm sure you'll be fine.
I didn't say that. Is this what life is out here?
Sometimes.
I've been out of the Abbey 2 days. I've beaten a lawman senseless. I've fallen in with criminals. I watched the captain shoot the man I swore to protect. And I'm not even sure if I think he was wrong.
Shepard.
I believe I just... I think I'm on the wrong ship.
Maybe. Or maybe you're exactly where you ought to be.
Shot I gave you will help you sleep.
Slept for so long.
Just a little while. And then we'll find a place. We'll find a safe place.
didn't think you'd come for me.
Well, you're a dummy.
The girl's a problem. Lawman said they keep looking for her. Something about her brain being all special. Important to the Alliance brass. Sooner we dump them two, the better.
Suppose so. Funny how the lawman got out of his room. You haven't tied him up so well and all.
I didn't have nothing to do with that. Anyhow, it all turned out just fine. Buzzard's the only one's gonna find him.
But he did try to make a deal with you, right? How come you didn't turn on me, Jane?
Money wasn't good enough.
What happens when it is?
Well, that'll be an interesting day.
Imagine it will.
You need me to look at that?
It's just a graze.
So where do you plan on dumping us?
Most places you might be safe. On the truth, though, you're probably safer on the move. Hey, we never stop moving.
I'm confused. No, wait, I think maybe you're confused.
May it become apparent to you that ship could use a medic. You ain't weak. Don't know how bright you are, top 3%, but you ain't weak, and that's not nothing. You live by my rule. You keep your sister from doing anything crazy. You could maybe find a place here. Till you find it better.
I'm trying to put this as delicately as I can. How do I know you won't kill me in my sleep?
You don't know me, son, so let me explain this to you once. If I ever kill you, you'll be awake. You'll be facing me, and you'll be armed.
Are you always this sentimental?
I had a good day.
You had the Alliance on you. Criminals and savages. Half the people on the ship have been shot or wounded, including yourself, and you're harboring known fugitives.
We're still flying.
That's not much.
It's enough.